morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you. Hour two on this Monday. Thank you, Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group in Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Thank you for being a morning show sponsor. If you need anything real estate, I encourage you to get a hold of Dave and Paige Smith today. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. Continuing the conversation today and having a wonderful time with Mayor. Is that how your address, Mayor Derek? So official, right? He is the mayor of the city of Almsville. We had a delightful first hour. Now we're going into the second hour. And Derek, you know, one of the roles of mayor is kind of you are the go-to guy. You're like the face of the city, right? You're the one that everybody should know who you are, and you're advocating and championing the community and really wanting to have people know in Oregon, Almsville is like the place to be, right? And to live and to go to school and to work. But the reality is it's just, what, about 10 miles from Salem, mm-hmm. right? So it's one of those communities that most likely people live in and commute to Salem and work and then go back because they don't want to live in the big metro mm-hmm. area of Salem, right? Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah. I mean, we don't even have a stoplight.
Oh, I didn't realize that. And yep. See, because I'm back new to mm-hmm. the area, I haven't had a chance. And because of COVID, you know, it's been restricted. Mm-hmm. So you don't even have a stoplight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any restaurants there?
So we do have two small mm-hmm. restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a gym. Mm-hmm. We have a little mini mart. We don't have a full-size grocery store.
Okay.
But we do have a small little, you know, half grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
We have a vet.
Okay.
And a little small medical clinic.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest draw to Almsville?
You know, well, that's kind of the issue. There isn't one right now.
Is there a creek or?
You know, outside of town, we have the Almsville Ponds.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the big things we've discussed within city government is even driving by. Mm-hmm. Right now, there is nothing that gets people off of Highway 22 and into Almsville.
Right.
There's really no reason to. You know, we're mostly a bedroom community for Salem. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people live there. But even to go and do their, you know, vast majority of their grocery shopping or whatever else, they're either going into Salem or they're going to the next town over into Staten.
Mm.
Right now, there's nothing that makes people stop and say, I want to go to Almsville.
Right, right. And it seems like there's a lot of cities re-looking at this. Like, I'm going to use, for example, Independence.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off to Independence and what they've done, because 30 years ago when I lived here, it was not mm-hmm. like it was not a destination. It wasn't a place family friendly. It was just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've renovated it in the mm-hmm. downtown, and there's little.
Have you
little,
been to the new hotel out there?
Oh
yet?
My gosh, it looks amazing up
yep.
above. Have you
mm-hmm.
been up above there yep. and look over the river?
We did one of the Oregon Mayor's Association events out there last Christmas.
Wow,
it's gorgeous out there.
Great idea. So mm-hmm. again, when you think about destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Almsville has that opportunity, right?
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about what your vision is for that.
You know, in Independence being on the other side of Salem, but
uh-huh.
that stretch of Highway 22 through Salem there is really kind of, you know, another wine destination
mm-hmm.
in Oregon. I believe last I looked at it, within about a 10-mile radius of Almsville, we have something like 16 or 17 wineries.
Incredible.
Vast majority of them smaller ones
mm-hmm.
that, you know, their wine isn't even sold in the stores. If it is, it's smaller chains, local chains. And so that's something that could be a draw within the canyon there.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the city of Almsville kind of capitalize that. We are kind of the gateway into the canyon
mm-hmm.
up to Detroit Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to have something like that that's going to draw people to, one, out of Salem, and then two, into Almsville
mm-hmm.
would be huge. One of the things that the city of Independence did right that they did. It was a smart move, was where that hotel and everything was at. The city acted as their own developer.
Mm.
So that gave the city the control to say, this is what we want.
Right.
This is our vision, as opposed to just having a chunk of land that a developer came in and said, hey, this is what I'm doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we're looking at is we have what's called the Interchange Development Area. It's about 42 acres that is right adjacent to Highway 22. That would be our area to put something
nice
that's going to get people off of Highway 22 and into Almsville. And I think the smart move, if I were to be reelected and stay on in this position, is getting that area at least to the point where we can say, all right, we've got a plan to develop it now. We can actually start moving forward in the process to make this happen. It may be 5-10 years before anything is even built, but to be able to say we have a plan and here's how we're going to start moving forward would be huge.
Right.
I think the city acting as our own developer would be the smart way to do that.
I think that really makes sense, because even in Rapid City, South Dakota, where I used to live, the city council came up with they had a destination Rapid City, redid their downtown area, and they made it a place where people wanted to go. Mm-hmm. They have a stage, and they had fountains for families. And then in the winter, they did a little ice skating rink,
mm-hmm.
and they did the Christmas tree lighting there and all of that. I think those kinds of things your town could really be known for if you mm-hmm. create this destination. And now, unfortunately, but fortunately, in the sense, unfortunately for the fires mm-hmm. in the canyon, there's so much devastation and so much restructuring going to happen mm-hmm. and infrastructure. I mean, they're talking about better water systems and better fiber optics going up. Mm-hmm. That's going to open up, and people are going to be interested in investing, reinvesting,
yeah.
building, all of that. That really gives you guys an opportunity, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, there's going to be a substantial amount of federal money that floats into the canyon area mm-hmm. because most of these communities are very small rural communities. And in some of those areas as well, it's very low income up the canyon. And so it's not something that the cities are going to be able to take on that work on their own. The federal government does have to step in and help
mm-hmm.
out. And the last thing I want it to sound like is that we're going to, you know, capitalize on some sort of tragedy that occurred. But knowing that at the very least there's some eyes on the area now,
mm-hmm.
That gives me hope that we're going to be able to fix some of these problems. I spoke with Senators Wyden and Merkley a few weeks back just about the fact that the way the grant system is set up right now, Almsville's mm-hmm. water infrastructure is, for all intents and purposes, crumbling underneath our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been unable to get grant dollars because of the way the state has structured how federal grants are doled out.
Wow.
So the state has stepped in as an intermediary, essentially, and they decide who gets the grants and how, even though it's federal money.
How difficult is that? I haven't sat on one elected position I've mm-hmm. had is a water board
mm-hmm.
and the Rural Development Water Board and all of that, and trying to get funds to mm-hmm. needed communities. And it is kind of a political
it's
system,
impossible.
And it takes years mm-hmm. to get that done. Maybe some of the red tape will be moved out mm-hmm. of the way because they're needing to get water flowing back and forth through
yep.
the canyon. I think that's great. So you have these ideas, you have these strategic plan type things, and you're up for election. Are there some others up for election on the council again? Because it's 2 years and all of that as well.
Yeah. So the way our council is structured, we have 7 people, the mayor included. The mayor is every 2 years, city council is every 4,
mm-hmm.
And it's 3 positions every 2 years. So they
kind of staggered in a sense. Yeah.
And so we have 3 positions that are being voted on November 3rd and 3 people running for them.
Okay.
So essentially the 3 of them are running unopposed.
Okay. All right.
That's something that I always try and push against. All 3 of the individuals I think are great.
Right.
But I want to have as many people as running as possible. I want people to have options.
And again, getting people engaged mm-hmm. in the process is very, very important. And this election on November 3rd, the voter's guide is out. You're in the voter's guide, so people
yes.
can learn more about you there. And I think the ballots are going to be coming out. The deadline tomorrow for registration, if you're not registered to vote, you need to register tomorrow. I'd encourage you to go online or go in person and drop it off. But, you know, don't count on the mail because it needs to be there. And make sure that you're registered to vote. Go online as well. But the ballots will be mailed here pretty soon. And I've been encouraging people to get their ballots in. Now, you're part of Marion County as well.
Correct.
Marion County. And so Marion County, is there a voter drop-off in Almsville?
There is at City Hall in Almsville.
Okay, at City Hall. And is City Hall open right now with COVID? Mm-hmm. How is that working?
Yeah, so the way we have it set up is, you know, masks are required coming into the building. Mm-hmm. And we limit it to one person in the lobby at the time, just based on the size. So people can come in, drop off their ballot, leave, next person go in, drop off theirs.
And I've been encouraging people to do that. Make sure you hand deliver it and get it in so then you know that you know. And of course, we have this wonderful system on the state website. You can track your vote, you know, and you can see if it got in and all of that good stuff. And I think that's important. Now, we just got a couple minutes left. I want to ask you about the fire. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about how many people that you know of, the numbers have been impacted by the fire. You said last hour a little bit about some numbers.
I think the last numbers I looked at statewide between the fires that we had was something like 350,000 people had been displaced total.
Incredible.
And I believe the last I looked at it from the Beechey Creek fire, which is the one that hit the canyon, mm-hmm. I believe they were sitting at right around 50,000 people had been displaced.
And do you know if that is contained yet?
Off the top of my head, no.
I will look that up maybe during this break, but I don't think it's contained yet.
Last I looked was, I think it was about a week ago, and it was at like maybe 13% containment.
Incredible.
But we have had a substantial amount
of rain
since then.
So maybe we'll look that up during this break. So were a lot of families in Almsville hosting families and hosting like animals and things like that? Do you know?
Not really in Almsville, just because we were so close mm-hmm. that there was questions about, well, are we going to be
again.
The next ones
right.
to get up and move. The big area was at Salem Fairgrounds, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The Sublimity Harvest Fest grounds, there was people over there. I know there was a couple of golf courses that opened up and let people bring their trailers, that kind of thing. But yeah, with how close Almsville was, people weren't coming to Almsville because there was the chance they were going to have to
right,
pick up and move again.
Because they'd have to go again. Is there a golf course there in Almsville?
There is one just right outside Almsville in Staten.
Okay, and how about any covered bridges in your area? That's something someone was telling me. That's some pretty amazing covered bridges.
One down in like Jefferson.
In the Jefferson area?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are unique things in that part of the world that I think is so beautiful. And you said about 4,300 people in the
town.
Just
under 4,200, yeah.
And you have to live in city limits to vote for mayor, right?
Correct.
Okay. And city council. And then we want to remind people also there are commissioners. Marion County Commission, there's a race there too. And I think there's one seat that's up for election. And then, of course, we've got all the way up the ballot. We want to encourage people to participate and be a part of. And if you don't think elections have consequences, boy, our elected leaders and getting the right people in there, they're going to champion us. Our individual participation is very important. And I love the fact, Derek, that you're encouraging people to get engaged in the process because these decisions are going to be made regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their voices are important to hear. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to go to break. We'll open up the phone lines if you want to be a part of the conversation this morning, 503-589-1220. There's something pretty cool happening this coming weekend. We're going to talk about it when we come back next.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you for tuning in. News that you can use on this Monday. Taking a look at the temperature, 55 degrees here at the KSLM studios. Going to get up to about 62 today, 53 for our overnight low. Tomorrow, rain in the forecast, high about 62 degrees. And then looking the next few days, it looks pretty decent. Sunny sky, and even through the weekend, we could see temperature in the 60s, almost not quite to 70 degrees. Man, that is just my favorite zone. The high 60s, 70s is my favorite time of year and favorite temperature, and there's lots going on in the next few days and towards next week, and I want to just run down real quick 40 Days of Life. They're still having their gathering every single day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., a prayer gathering at Planned Parenthood if you want to get involved, 40daysforlife.com. /Salem, Loving Run and Walk at the Salem Kaiser Volcano Stadium with Kicking Cancer. This is a real fun way to honor and a tribute to those that you know that are contending with cancer, those that maybe you have lost to cancer. It's a way to honor those loved ones, get involved. It's going to be a wonderful time. It looks like the weather is going to be fantastic. Go to kicking-cancer.org/programs. But wait, there's more. If you're in the area of Almsville, I'm just finding out about a great, great activity that's going to go on. You're going to tell us about it, right, Derek?
Yeah. So on Saturday, we have an event that we have dubbed the Almsville Community Fundraiser. That event, all proceeds from the event will be benefiting the Santiam Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund. As part of that event, we have it split in two locations to make sure that we are complying with all the current COVID restrictions. So that will be at Mill Creek Park in Almsville and Porter Boone Park in Almsville. They are directly across the street from each other. We will be doing a silent auction, raffle, trivia contest. We have some food trucks coming out. We have a growler fill station from Gilgamesh Brewing in Salem. Mm-hmm. And then we have the big event we have dubbed the Costume Olympics because...
What in the world is a Costume Olympics? You're going to have to elaborate a little more.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's October, so it has to be a costume.
Oh, gotcha.
And so people are going to come out in costume and basically just compete in summer camp style games.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones that we're doing, just as an example, is we called it the bat spin egg toss. So, you know, you put your head on the bat and you spin around, and then while you're dizzy, you have to grab an egg and toss it to somebody on your team without dropping it or breaking it. So just fun little games. We have prizes for first, second, and third place, as well as some fun little medals. The trivia contest, we've got a bunch of prizes for that as well. The Costume Olympics, the cost is $50 for each team, teams of five.
Mm-hmm.
The trivia contest, I believe we settled on $10 for a team of five. But again, every dime that's coming in there is going to the Santiam Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund.
Talk to us a little bit about this relief fund. You're the second person so far I've had on the air talking about it. I'm going to find out more because I think there's something better we can do as a radio station and teaming up. But talk to us a little bit about what the funds do and about this organization.
Yeah, so this fund falls underneath Santiam Hospital and their integration team that they have. But this is a fund that has been set up to help the families that have been impacted by the Beach Creek fire within the Santiam Canyon there. And this fund is unique in that it's not just another nonprofit. It's not just another fund that throws a bucket of money at things and hopes the problem goes away. They actually go and identify families that live in the area that were directly impacted and partners with them to help them directly. As opposed to just the typical here's money process.
Right, right. And I think that's powerful. Now, when you talk about this Santiam Hospital, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the hospital that serves your area then?
Yes.
Is that the first place you would go if you had an emergency in that area? That's good. Do you have a fire department local in Almsville as well?
We do. We have a rural fire department.
Okay.
So it's actually a county entity, but they are in Almsville. So it's the Almsville Rural Fire Department.
Okay. And is that staffed mostly by volunteers?
Yes.
So I know that during the fires, a lot of these places were drop-off sites and people were bringing truckloads of water and things to help the frontline workers and food and all of that. Were they coming to Almsville with some of that?
Yeah, we had a lot of people coming to Almsville to drop stuff off. You know, our guys were out just about, guys and gals, were out just about every single evening. I have a great relationship with Gilgamesh Brewing, so they came out and actually provided a meal to our guys one night just out of the goodness of their hearts. But Yeah, I mean, a lot of the fire departments, you'd go there and they had cases of water stacked up that they were handing out to people mm-hmm. and things like that when they were up.
Incredible. If you think about the frontline workers like that, the folks that are when everybody's running away, they're running towards, mm-hmm. you know, the emergency. And so certainly not only the families impacted, but those that were fighting in the fires impacting because they didn't see their dads or their moms for a while, you mm-hmm. know, for a week or so. And so this Wildlife Fund goes to equip families, and they go and do the research to make sure that it's authentic and it really goes to helping them with their needs that they may have. And we had last week FEMA on, and we talked with some of the Oregon departments and Small Business Administration and things and tools that are out there to help these families. But sometimes there's big gaps, like they didn't have insurance, they don't have medical care. We had a doctor in, an eye doctor, Dr. Dana, talked about, hey, we'll help people get their eyeglasses and through that Canyon Fund too. So there's lots of resources kind of coming together. How do we as consumers and listeners make sure that we're not fooled by some scam fundraiser coming through? Have you seen some of that or heard of some of that?
I've heard a little bit of that going on. You know, luckily when it comes to the canyon there, we really are just one giant community. And so when people are doing those kinds of things, mm-hmm. it tends to get exposed pretty quickly. But, you know, I always caution people to do their research to make sure that whoever they're dealing with is reputable, that they are a legitimate 501c3, or that they are, you know, part of a larger organization that you know is reputable.
Right.
Can't always believe everything that happens on social media, but that's usually a good stepping off point. If you see something on there, take the time to hop on the good old magic Google box and find out what you can.
And the other thing is, for those that are listening, because sometimes we have listeners that don't really do the websites and they say, Stacy, please give a phone number, because we don't even, I mean, they have like the old school phone at home kind of thing. So we want to stay wise. If someone's giving you a call trying to raise money for Wildfire Fund, do your research. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Couple items to note, parents. I want to make you aware, the Salem Kaiser School Board, they are having, I believe, tomorrow night, they're going to have a meeting, and I think there's a lot on the agenda, and I want to encourage you to check into that. Maybe we'll put a link up on Facebook so that you can put any kind of comments in regards to what's going on with your kids and your grandkids in the school system. I think it's important that they hear from us and that we put our comments on record. Also, Oregon parents, there's a state board meeting being held on October 15th. Be sure to email your comments and put them in the minutes as well. We need to keep speaking up for children, and more schools are maybe even delaying in-person schools until next year even. And so if you think that this is something of concern, please send an email to stateboard.publicemail@ode.state.or.us, and that's a mouthful. I'll put it up on our Facebook page. I'm curious. I've got Derek in the studio. Derek is the mayor of Almsville, and we've been talking all things Almsville this morning. Good morning to those of you in Almsville, and I'm looking forward to going into your community. And I think it's been a while since I've been to a community without any kind of light. You know, that they, although the town that I moved from back in Arkansas, Gentry, doesn't really have a light either. So, but it would be fun to come and tour your little town. Would you give me the official tour of Almsville sometime? You know, maybe we could do a Facebook Live or something, you know, live from Almsville. So, we've got an election coming up and you're running for mayor. Give us the best soapbox presentation of why we should vote for you for mayor in Almsville.
Change. You know, I think a vast majority of the people who have lived in Almsville for more than a few years know the type of government we experienced for a long time and can see the type of government we're experiencing now. Even to the individuals that may dislike me or dislike my political beliefs or whatever else, at least they have an outlet now. They have someone they can reach out to. If they have a complaint, they can reach out. Or they can complain about, you know, my behavior, the things I say or the things I do or whatever else. At least they know who the mayor is now.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, that wasn't the case. During the first election, I made a number of campaign promises, like most people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of the fact that, as best I can tell, going back and researching the things I said I was going to do, mm-hmm. I've met every single one of them.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And in short order, in a couple years,
yeah.
Right? That's pretty cool. And as you move forward, are you promising new campaign things? You're going to continue on message of what you've done before?
I think the big thing now is just keeping the momentum going, mm-hmm. keeping our community engaged, keeping up the support for our small businesses, keeping the growth going. You know, being a bedroom community for Salem, a lot of people like that small atmosphere, and they don't want Almsville to grow and change. Unfortunately, there's no stopping that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change is going to happen. Growth is going to happen. And we wouldn't want to stop it. What we want to do is we want to manage it
exactly.
in a way that reflects the community's values.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best we can hope for. And that's something that I am pushing for us to do. For a long time, Almsville was not seen as a very business-friendly city for our small businesses. After I got elected, one of the largest complaints I heard from all of our small businesses was just that they didn't have a good relationship with the city government. The city government was stifling and overbearing. We've changed that.
Awesome. That's great.
Our small business owners now, I talk to most of them on a daily basis.
Yes. And so is there a Almsville chamber?
We don't have a chamber. There is a state and sublimity mm-hmm. chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've spoken with them and partnered with them on some things here and there. But Almsville, just the size that we're at, mm-hmm. we don't really need a chamber yet, but we're getting there.
Do you have, talk to me a little bit of what kind of businesses would you see that you'd invite to come into the area that aren't there yet? What kinds of things would you vision being in Almsville?
You know, I think with the growth that we're experiencing and the growth that's occurring in Salem as that pushes out to the smaller areas, you know, Salem just surpassed the Eugene area as the second largest
spot
in Oregon. Growth in some of these rural communities tends to be exponential. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of businesses, a lot of the big franchises, fast food, Walmart, things like that, they start looking at communities right around the 5,000 population mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they want to get in. And we're right on the cusp of that. I don't want to see Walmart come and plop one in the middle of town.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really need that. Luckily, location-wise, that wouldn't be a smart move for them anyway. We could stand for a full-size grocery store. That would
yes.
be great. We're a rural community, a feed store. I would love to see some more restaurants come in.
Mm-hmm.
Like we discussed earlier, you know, it's a very, very big wine area.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see little tasting rooms, tap rooms, small breweries. Those businesses that people are going to want to come out and visit, and those businesses that individuals in the community are going to want to go to on a regular basis.
Do you have a hotel or Airbnb
Nothing.
Or any of those kind of, like a bed and breakfast? I could
nope.
see Almsville would be great. So people where they could stay the night and venture in the community,
yep.
antique shops, little retail type spaces where mm-hmm. People can enjoy and experience. So all of that, you're open for business. You're
yeah.
hanging up the sign to say, come on in. And there, I'm guessing there's opportunity if you build off the interstate mm-hmm. there, or I call it the interstate, it's highway.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I'm thinking bigger city, but off the highway, you know, there's opportunity as well. And
yeah.
so how would they start that conversation? Would they give you a call and say, hey, I want to bring my business there? Who do they talk to when they first?
Right now, I don't think we're really even at that point yet
mm-hmm.
with the way Almsville is structured right now, we're kind of built out until we get that interchange development area open and ready to go. And that's still a little ways off. When the time comes, you know, one of the things I guess I can put a little feather in my own cap about is the city's responsive now. Mm-hmm. If someone has a business and they want to come into town and they want to figure out how, get a hold of City Hall.
I think that's a great idea.
We will do what we can.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And you have a city manager. Mm-hmm. About how much staff is in Almsville? Do you have any idea how many people are on the...
I believe we have 7 full-time police officers. We've got positions available for, I believe, 10 reserves, which if anybody's interested, I think some of those reserve positions are open.
Good to know.
Within the administrative side, I think there's another 6 and probably 8 or 10 in public works.
And if you don't have a community block grant person or a grant writer or somebody yet, you probably will be, because they're going to continue to have funds available, I think, with the redevelopment of the canyon. And like you said, there's an opportunity there. And as sad as the fires are, I see some beauty coming from the ashes. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think there's an opportunity to rebuild. And again, friends, if you're in the Almsville area, here's an opportunity for you to be at the table, you to be a part of this. How do you want your community to look? Change is going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen with or without us. And it's important that we be a part of that, right? Yes. And so if you want to stay involved with Derek, you can get a hold of him on his Facebook page. What is it called again?
Just Derek Clevenger, Mayor of Almsville.
Awesome. And a direct message like I did. That's how I got a hold of you. And you're very I think your responsive rate is like high. Yep. You know, Facebook measures all of that. Are you on Instagram or any of the other?
I have my own personal Instagram. I don't have a mayor Instagram. People keep telling me I should, and if I do get reelected, maybe I will.
And that'll be your expansion, huh?
But I definitely, you know, social media, I have my mayor page, and then I have my personal page.
Yes,
I mean, one of the first things on my personal page is like, hey, if you got questions about the city, don't message me here.
Yeah, this is not, you know, I want to keep it separate. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that our president often gets criticized for is he does these tweets. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Okay. It is interesting how I am, but I don't really do anything. So once in a while I'll reshare, but it seems like, and maybe this is our friend Josh could help us with this, but I think there's apps out there that you can do one post and it goes to all of them, you know, and but it's like one is enough for me to manage. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. So they can get a hold of you. Is there at City Hall, is there a phone number too that they, if someone doesn't have, you know, they're not on the web or they don't have a Facebook page, if they have a question for you, is there a phone number at City Hall or just look it up?
Well, I mean, they can always call City Hall. They would have to look it up.
Yeah,
I don't have it on me. But you know, this is a volunteer job. This is not a full-time gig.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that. Yeah.
You know, I'm not hanging out in an office at City Hall or anything like that. But if they want to get a hold of me and they contact City Hall, that would be the way to do it. But, you know, we're a small enough city that all of our positions are volunteer positions. Mm-hmm. This is just something that we have community members who want to be involved that are doing this out of the goodness of their hearts and giving up their time and every other Monday at the very least.
Time, treasure, and talent. So every other Monday, at what time are your meetings?
7 o'clock.
7 at night, right? Mm-hmm. And right now with COVID, is that are you – can you get there? Can you be in those in with you guys, or do you have to go online? Or how
right now
work?
We do it all on Zoom.
Okay.
Which actually, you know, mentioning that I work full time in Africa that's fantastic for me right now, because even when I'm gone, I don't miss any meetings.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we've actually done is we were holding our meetings in the community center while we have had that building available because of COVID. We've actually gone in and revamped the entire building.
Oh.
You know, I've joked around for a long time that Almsville was kind of stuck in about 1985. Mm-hmm. And if I can get Almsville to about 2005, I'll be happy.
You'll be happy. That's a big jump, actually, in time when you think about that. That's fantastic. When we come back from this break, I want to ask you about moving up in time and how your infrastructure is as far as internet and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of important. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a great conversation with the mayor of Almsville. He's up for re-election November 3rd. Find out why you should vote for him. We'll be back.
Hey, yeah, you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, in hour two, hanging out with Derek. He's the mayor of Almsville, and he got elected in 2018, and now he's going up for re-election on November 3rd, and he's laid out pretty clearly what his goals and objectives are, and I love the fact that you, Derek, you want to be accessible to the people, you want to be transparent, you're a champion from Almsville, you see vision of growth and want to bring business there and support the businesses that have already taken the risk. You know, we certainly know our businesses have been hit pretty hard this year with COVID and all of the regulations and things, and it's not real clear. It's about as clear as mud as far as how to reopen and what they need to do. And we talked a little bit about the mask mandate and how difficult it is. You know, we want to support our businesses and we want to have them be open. And then so we wear the mask to get along. And yet we kind of scoff a little bit at the science and everything. And I think we can have a whole hour talking about that alone. But one of the things that I found is interesting in coming back to Oregon, you know, when I left here 30 years ago, internet, you know, not a thing. Cell phones? Mm-hmm. Not a thing. Certainly, radio was a thing. In fact, KSLM is the oldest radio station in this area, but our technology has moved so fast. Mm-hmm. As a leader, how do you even grasp the future? I mean, who would have even thought a year ago we would be working from home doing Zoom meetings, you know? And so one of the questions I have for your particular area, how is the infrastructure in regards to internet and those kinds of things that people need to maybe they will just continue to work from home and they're looking for a home in Almsville? What's the infrastructure like there?
You know, the infrastructure has really been the main goal of what we need to fix and what we need to improve. Like that's been the main focus. Mm-hmm. And my way of going about that is by creating an environment that is more business friendly. We get systems development charges, we get money from the businesses, and then that's how we turn around and invest that money that we have is in our infrastructure. But unfortunately that wasn't a priority for quite some time. And so we have a number of infrastructure issues that are, you know, it's those little things that snowballed into major issues that probably should have been handled 30 years ago, but weren't. Our water system has been the major thorn in my side, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But we're doing what we can. We've made a number of improvements. And one of the things that we have done is as we've gotten new businesses in town, we've partnered with them as part of their development agreements to help offset the costs directly to the city. We're currently working right now to restructure our water billing system, the tiers that we have, so there's a little bit less of an impact on our low-end users. Right now, the way those tiers are structured is it was set up in a way that the high-end users were kind of being subsidized by the lower-end users. Mm. And so we're working to fix that. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the number of projects we have, I mean, we've got, I want to say it was like $11 million worth of water infrastructure projects alone.
Wow.
And the city's entire budget is about $13 million annually. So there's definitely work to be done. The big thing that we've had to do as a council and as a city government is to prioritize how we're going to knock those projects out and what projects we can partner with some of our small businesses or other groups on, what ones we can kind of shuffle off to the side for now in the hopes that an opportunity will arise to take care of it later. And it's a chess match.
Well, in land use issues, I'm sure changing those to make it inviting to those wanting to come in and purchase and build and all of those things. So these are the not so glamorous parts of city government that people don't realize. And you had talked about this earlier, and I know some of our federal candidates that have come through the studio and said that they do a lot of educating of the public, just how the government works. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a federal issue, they can handle it there. If it's a state issue, if it's a county issue, if it's a city issue, and learning what role each of those government offices play in our day-to-day life. And so I applaud you for raising the bar and helping people become more aware of what's going on. If you've never been to a city council meeting, and especially if you are in Almsville, I encourage you. It's not real difficult to get on a Zoom, on a call or watch that. Do you share those on Facebook too?
So it goes on our city Facebook page, and then what people can actually do is they can can get onto an email registry so that they'll get all of the individual updates about everything that's going on. And prior to each of our meetings, a link is sent out for them to hop into the meetings. And they'll also get the city newsletter and everything else via email as well.
Okay, so I encourage you to enroll in all of that information. And then this weekend is a special fundraiser. Let's talk about that in a little bit of time we have left. What's going on this weekend again?
So this weekend we have we've dubbed it the Almsville Community Fundraiser. It is a fundraiser to benefit the Santiam Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund. 100% of what we make from that is going to go towards that fund, and that is a unique fund in that they will be partnering with Canyon residents who were displaced due to the wildfires. They partner with them directly to make sure that the money is going to individuals from our community who legitimately need it. We are going to have a raffle, a silent auction. We've got a dirt bike that's going to be part of the raffle. We've got a package for lip fillers and Botox. We've got $200 worth of meat from one of the local butchers. We've got a number of different gift baskets and things like that. I mean, it's a lot of really cool prizes and raffle items. And
what time does
it
start?
So we'll be starting at 9. The main event is the Costume Olympics. I believe the start time on that is going to be 10 o'clock.
Great.
And that'll go throughout the day.
So we'll put a link up on our Facebook page at KSLM Radio as to what's going on. And I encourage you, if you're listening to this and you're in Woodburn or maybe over in Monmouth, Independence, Dallas, Silverton, go over to Almsville, support them. It'll be a wonderful opportunity for us to get something we can do to impact families that have been impacted by the fire. That's fantastic. And so the election's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about this so far?
Well, so election day is actually my birthday, so I have joked around that either way, it's going to be a great birthday because either A, it's a great day because I won, yay, I won, or it's a great day because I'm not the mayor anymore and I don't have to deal with the hassle.
So a win-win either way, but I have this sneaking suspicion, whether you're mayor or not, your continued engagement in the community and making it a better place will continue, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going away.
That's awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you a part of the morning show. When you're not working and when you're not mayor, what do you like to do for fun?
I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for about 12 years now. Spend a fair amount of time in the gym. Coming from a military background, love to go out shooting. Now that the canyon is in the state that it's in, I may not be able to take as many snowboarding trips up to Hoodoo this next year. But the typical millennial activities, I guess you could say.
More excitement and that dose of, excitement and energy just to get that thrill, right? That's pretty much it. But you don't ride motorcycles.
No, yeah. No. I'm self-aware enough to know that that's a bad decision for me.
Uh-huh. So now, do you drive a big old pickup truck?
I do.
Well, thank you, Derek, for being a part of the morning show this morning. I hope you had fun. It's been
absolutely
fun. And we'll do this again after the election. We'll find out where you're at. Does that sound all right? All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoyed my conversation with Derek, the mayor of Almsville. Vote November 3rd. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what obstacle you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.